This is BSS Carolinas, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting with your host, Rocky. The next one said J.J. Barea. I was like, what? What did J.J. Barea get a player to win? Up to number four, a serviceable player. Pitts Patrick. I'm going to say Summit Foundation. Jason Garrett. Mr. 315.
The Cowboys. Wait a minute. Jason Garrett's the coach for Dallas? I'm going to have a name. Jesus Shuttlesworth. Don't give him a pass on that suit either and that hat. Tom Brady.
Probably the best.
And Big Shot.
And ain't nobody fresher. I'm in Mason, Martin, Margiela.
Tom Brady. Global losers. Duke. Yeah. Gotta show them love while you can. The Doo-Doo Browns get their first win of the season.
Bill Belichick.
He got game.
Be Reggie Langford. Who the hell is this running back?
Cowboys.
They holding up to six, baby.
This segment is sponsored by Cody Zeller.
You're listening to BSS Carolinas.
Welcome to BSS Carolinas on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, iHeartRadio, on Periscope, and on Facebook Live. Of course, I am Rocky. No, I just—it's just always funny when somebody stands at the window and stares at me like, "Hey, how y'all doing?"
I feel like you gotta feel like a celeb, man.
I do, man. I just, you know. Speaking of Tampa Bay fans, all right, famous Jameis is in the house. No,
FSU baby, all day.
Yeah, I know. All right, join me in the studio as well. Is the Brooklyn Nets loving?
Styling,
Florida
profiling,
profiling,
limousine on, riding, dude. Jet flying, kiss stealing, wheeling and dealing, son of a gun, woo!
There
it's
you
the
go.
315, baby.
There you go.
In the building.
Brooklyn Nets fan?
No, you know. No. I rock fitted. I rock everybody. Fat fashion, you know.
Yeah, I saw
fashion.
A picture of you wearing a nice Timberwolves,
yesterday,
right?
Yeah, the Timberwolves.
Why don't you wear the Timberwolves one?
Because that was more black with gray, with the gray brim.
This
is more black and white neutral.
Okay. I got you. You got some. I got it.
You know, I try a little bit, hold it on to a little bit of style I got left.
Wow. All right. And also, you see, I'm getting ready to play that one. I'm getting ready to play some California song. You from New York. You don't want me to do that. And, of course, joining us in the studio as well is Smoochie. Is back for another segment.
I would say go Phoenix, but free triple OZ, triple OG Z-Bo.
You should, man. That guy, come on, Z-Bo. You just went to a new team.
If this was in Sacramento, they would have let him slide. But he's in L.A. You know how the whole Kings and Lakers rivalry, how that ended up.
Oh, yeah.
That's been over with for years.
Like, I remember.
And you know what? That was never a rivalry to me, honestly.
The Kings?
They tried to poison Kobe.
Dude, it was a great. Weber and Shaq?
A rivalry to me is.
When you win.
One side. Right? That was way too one side. When did the Kings put the Lakers up in the playoffs?
Never.
There we go. That's right. Then it wasn't a rivalry. They were good. They had good games.
But they tried to poison Kobe.
I remember that. With the burger. Yeah, I remember
that. You sound like Daniel Cormier.
But, yeah, rivalries are Celtics and Lakers. Rivalry.
Yeah, because they won and lost.
Cleveland, Golden State, rivalry. You know what I'm saying? 1-1, 1-loss, 1-1 again.
Yeah, rivalry. All right.
If you're going to say Kings Lakers rivalry, Golden State and Cleveland definitely
rivalry. Yeah.
You're gonna Dallas, say New York,
yeah.
L.A.,
yeah.
Dodgers and Giants.
Yeah. Even in the Super Bowl, I would say maybe if they meet one more time, I'd say Patriots and Giants.
Wait, is it really a rivalry though? Because they've lost both times.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going by your logic, don't.
But we are going by my logic. But I'm just going by people's Patriots logic too.
Right.
Well, yeah.
Ask a Patriots fan if that's, you know what I'm saying. Well, but
sometimes that's shady too.
Yeah. And the way the Patriots, I mean. Two lucky bounces when the Giants win both those wins.
You know what? It's every year, every time the Patriots play in the Super Bowl, they are liable to lose to a lucky bounce. They did it with Seattle. They almost did it with
and they won with a lucky bounce this past one.
It was about time.
That Edelman catch?
It was about time. Something went their way.
That usually don't happen.
Yeah, exactly. Something went their way, yeah.
Right.
And the last two went their last two wins were the Seattle right. and the Edelman. That was crazy. That yep. catch was crazy.
Oh, that was insane. That goes up there, the Tyree catch.
Yeah, man. And that's the catch that killed the Patriots in that Super Bowl.
Yep.
Damn, Marvin Harrison.
Mario Manningham.
No, Mario Manningham catch. But Rodney Harrison mistimed his jump on that Tyree catch.
Yeah.
Yep. Mistimed his jump.
And Rodney Harrison won the best ever.
But that Manningham catch was good, but the throw was even better. That was the best throw I've ever seen Eli make.
That's the best throw he ever made.
That's the best throw I've ever seen Eli make. Without him going like this.
Yeah.
Usually it's his brother.
Right.
Makes the great plays.
Yeah, that throw was awesome.
All right. We got a great show for you today. We're going to preview the NFC South. That's the only reason I'm wearing this jersey right now. And it's not Cam Newton. Like I say, I wouldn't wear it. It's a Stephen Davis. All right. Stephen Davis was unreal at Auburn and at Carolina when he played here. So
he was tough.
He was tough, man. Ran great. He was a great runner. All right, when running backs were running backs.
Davis.
Let's get into LeVar or Lance. Are they like LeVar or Lance?
Hey, let me tell you this right now. I have the utmost confidence in what my boy is doing. I'm going to tell you right now, he better than Steph Curry to me. Here, put Steph Curry on UCLA's team right now and put my boy on Golden State and watch what happens.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, you double down on it right there.
I double down on it again. And like I said, if I don't know what my boy is about, I'm not going to make that statement. Steph's going to have problems trying to guard my boy. And let's see, play one-on-one. I think all three of my boys will be in an all-star game one day. On the fact that they didn't all of a sudden get good. They've been from babies being better and better and better. And when they get to that top level, they're just going to turn it up even more.
What?
It's going to probably be like Michael Jordan coming back to play in the NBA or something like that. Somebody coming out of retirement and playing. I know the atmosphere is going to be crazy.
Say what?
I'm sorry, man. I know Lance Stevenson personally. So
do you?
He normally says dumb stuff. So, yeah.
That was one of the best things.
Yeah,
that was,
man. Shoot, man.
Look who it is. It's in the studio with us today before we get into LeVar and Lance. Is the Tampa Bay Bucks bandwagon fan himself. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just messing with you. It is Chauncey.
What's going on? It's Chauncey from Ties and a Curl. I am one of the Ties waiting on the rest of the crew to get here.
Ties and Curls?
Yeah, that's the name of our group and our website, Ties
really?
And Curl. Yeah, go check us out.
All right, well, talk to us about what y'all talk about on there.
Well, it's everything pop culture related. It's kind of our spin on the Breakfast Club. What we do is probably a little more intellectual based. No shots at Charlamagne or nobody, but we just try to give a more educated, funny spin on the current events and pop culture and things like that. It's myself, Mark, Marquise, and Shy, and we get together and do something pretty routinely on an every week basis. Like I say, check that tiesandacurl.com out, see what you think.
That is awesome,
man. Definitely, man. Shout out to your brand, bro.
Definitely.
Bandwagon fans, though, the ship is open. We taking applications. Y'all can get on board before you know it fills up. I'm sure.
Hey,
some of y'all want to get on.
We're all in for Jameis this year. Yeah, I don't think anybody's.
Y'all saw those mating
Jameis.
Cockroaches too, huh? Right.
Look, man, I'm just in it for the crab legs.
Hey, I'm telling you, if we win it, everybody at the house. Let's go.
That's right. No public.
Wait, win the division?
No, the ship. You know what? Yes.
The whole thing?
Yes. If we win the division, crab legs on me.
Crab legs on you?
Write it down.
And we put
it on wax.
We got that down.
And I think they can win that division, too.
Yeah,
they should.
We win the division.
I like that.
Don't act special now. If we win it, you got to bring your own oil and your own butter. You know what I'm saying? Your own butter. You know what I'm saying?
Look, I got it, bro.
We'll bring that.
I don't know too many black people bringing their own butter,
but that's the stipulation. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm going to go out and I'm going to do this crab boil, if I'm taking the L for everybody. At least bring your own.
Yo, look, I understand because you know black people, they good to bring the cups.
Yeah.
I got cups.
First thing you sign up for is ice.
Ice. Yeah, they bring the ice.
Ice and cups.
Ice and cups.
Yeah,
what? That's what I bring. I bring the ice.
I believe
bring the ice.
You got 2 liters of soda, 5,000 cups.
Yeah.
And don't be the dude that says, I'm going to bring the ice, and then when you get there, you in my ice machine in the freezer. Yeah, like, yeah. That's my ice. Like, you can't do that. That's my ice. You
take your ice?
That.
Yeah. Oh, man, you got a janky relative, bro.
Yeah. Don't get me started on that.
I just bring pies, man. Is that right?
Look,
pies?
See, you
what kind of pie?
What kind of pie did Rock like?
Well, you know, I'm black. We want pecan pie, sweet potato.
You
pie.
Pecan?
Sweet, yeah, I'm sweet potato. It's
my wife cooked some great pecan.
Pecan.
My fault. Pecan. Listen, I married a girl from Philly. She says
different pecan. Now.
Yeah, she said pecan.
I already know pecan.
Sweet potato.
But I'm a sweet potato.
Yeah,
sweet potato too.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Blueberry, apple.
I do apple. Yeah, apple's
not
fine.
To derail the conversation here, but is cheesecake cake or pie?
It's technically a cake.
Let me drop that on you real quick.
It's technically a cake.
Just because it says cake in name, but cakes are spongy. You know, have icing.
You know the great thing about right now, you can get a pie caking.
Yeah, that's doing too much, though.
What? You putting a pie inside a cake?
It's doing too much.
Too much?
Answer my question. Is it cheesecake or is it pie cake? I don't know.
That's a good question.
I need to know.
I'm going to ask people on Twitter on that one. I'm about to take a poll on that one.
What do y'all think on Periscope and Facebook? Is like cheesecake a cake or a pie?
And mainly I'm asking because I'm hungry. So just
that sounds good, too, though. Get some cherries, put on top.
Mm-hmm.
Shoot.
Strawberries even if you like. Yeah, cherries better.
Like, I kind of want to say pie.
Yeah.
But it doesn't have a filling, though. You know what I'm saying?
No, you're right. It's got in the crust. You know, it's more of a pie crust.
And you eat it cold.
I'm going pie.
You want pie?
Yeah.
I'll go pie.
I respect that.
It's like a cake with a crust.
Mm. It's not even cake though. It's like I said, it's cake is spongy.
Right.
Like you said,
it got a little bounce to it.
Yeah,
right.
It's
like lemon meringue pie. You know, it's a
that's
pie.
What it is. It's more of a meringue type.
Yeah, yeah.
And type so filling. That led me to the thought of maybe custard. Is it a custard?
More of a is custard. It a
closer to that
a
than cake?
Tart.
Probably a tart. I will go with tart.
See what happens more when your wife work nights and you be left to your own thoughts.
Is that what you're worrying about when your wife ain't home?
Up late, thinking about pie?
Keep me out of trouble. Yeah. Keep me out of trouble.
I thought that's when you had those four kids. I
have three. So.
Oh, my fault. I thought you was on number four.
I had two and one on the way, actually.
Oh, two and one. That's right. Yeah. New addition to the family.
Yeah, December.
Congrats. Well,
congrats.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
I'll have the Cowboys outfit for him. Don't worry.
Yeah, we need toilet paper, wipes, you know what I'm saying? We need that.
Don't do that, man.
Cowboy wipes.
Yeah, we need
be
that.
Be a jersey.
Hey, they'd be the best-selling thing ever, wouldn't they?
Cowboy, oh, man, yeah.
Don't do that.
Oh,
hey.
Don't do that, man.
Trademark it right now. Oh. I'm trying to tell you, watch.
Don't do that, man.
Watch, there's going to be some Ezekiel wipes worn around here. Ezekiel, and you're going to be like.
Don't do that, man.
You're going to be like, yo.
Actually.
Instead of doing this.
Yeah.
You're going to be wiping that thing.
Dak wipes sounds like better.
Yeah, hey, that could be it.
Dak wipes. See? They said Dove wipes. You say Dak wipes. Yeah. All right, I hate this conversation.
Don't disrespect that playoff culture, man.
Don't disrespect the star.
Who do they play preseason week one?
The Rams, as usual.
Oh, yeah, they do that.
Anyway, Rams, I hate that skit. Because we now our training camp's out in California. We're playing the LA Rams. Yeah. Oxnard.
You expecting to see anything out of preseason?
I just want to see how the defense looks.
And if it looks like it did in the Hall of Fame game, we in trouble. If we can get Jalen Smith to just play
Blaine Gabbert look like.
No, Blaine Gabbert went 6 for 6 at one point in the game.
Blaine looked like he was back in Missouri.
Mm-mm-mm. He did.
He did beat out Colin Kaepernick.
Taco looked bad. He didn't look good, it's going to be a learning curve for him.
Yeah.
But maybe later on, the big question mark for the defense is the secondary and Jalen Smith. If Jalen Smith can get on the field, which they're talking about not this week, but the next week.
I wouldn't play him at all. I wouldn't play him in the preseason.
I got to see. I got to see the product. I got to.
Yeah. If he's healthy enough to play.
You see it every day in practice.
I got to see him full speed somewhere else.
Game action.
Because you wait until week one, you know, he's got to get some reps in before.
We got week one.
The Giants. Like every year.
Yeah.
Giants week one.
Again?
In Dallas. Every year.
For like the fifth year in a row?
Yeah.
Every year.
It's in the contract. And
then I can remember.
Then is it week 17 again?
No, week 14.
Week 14.
14.
Which is, I mean, I'm fine because we got the Eagles the last week of the season. But I'm fine with Giants week one. I had a Giants friend of mine text me and be like, I'm tired of seeing Dallas week one. I was like, but it makes the perfect sense for the division. We are the best suited teams in that division. I don't care if the Redskins win or not. It's just the best matchup week one.
I don't know, man. I think that Dallas is just more so a product of their own mental environment more than anything else. Like, they just believe themselves to be better than they really are, and it comes back to bite them in the ass every year. Just like
– not necessarily so, nah, man. Nah. Our record shows
like,
it.
Do we have to do this every week, though?
What?
Like,
what?
Do we have to
– we'll talk about the Cowboys?
Yeah, do we have to?
We're no different than on TV. No different.
But listen.
I'm just saying, just like – win something.
No, I can say that about 30 other teams in the NFL right now.
We but did.
I'm just saying.
We won the division.
I get it. It's just something about the Cowboys.
You know whoever blows it? The media. I mean, I'm here. I try not to talk about Cowboys that much. I talk about the game they play
and then
move on because I'm not that traditional fan of not just Cowboys but any NFL fan where like, all right, 24/7, nothing but their team. But, you know, going back to the Cowboys, the media does it because Stephen A. Smith will bring up out of nowhere. He'll be talking about Colin Kaepernick and goes to the Cowboys. And it's like, dude, all right. But a lot of people do it. That's the reason Jerry deserves to be in the Hall of Fame.
Did you watch his speech?
No, I still ain't watched it.
You didn't watch it?
No.
Like, I learned a lot about him from listening to it. I didn't know. I mean, I respect his business acumen, but I didn't know he was that.
Yeah.
That dude with it like that.
Yeah.
And so, you know, he earned cool points and respect for me. And I didn't know that they were the most valued franchise in all of sports history.
And
so, like, that's major.
But been the last 20 years. We've been top five every year.
In the last 20 years, you guys have lived at the residence of mediocrity.
I don't agree with that.
I
don't think we've been the – we've had up and downs. We haven't won a playoff game, but mediocre is a hard thing to say.
Yeah.
Cleveland Browns the last 20 years have been mediocre.
They've been below mediocre.
But, I mean, Jason Garrett was trending on Jeff Fisher 8-8 status for a little
bit. I agree with that. And we're very inconsistent, the same way the Carolina Panthers are. Who say we're a great team. No, year in, year out, you're inconsistent.
Yeah.
And we've been inconsistent for a while. Yeah. The last couple years, we're starting to get it better. Let's see where it will go.
I mean, now one thing that I do like about the Cowboys is from the managerial standpoint, they stay with what they know from coaching staff and things like that. Like, there hadn't been a lot of changes. They've given the quarterbacks the same system to learn.
Yep.
They're giving the wide receivers the same system. Defense, bad as it may have been, have still stuck with the same scheme.
Like, sometimes Jerry Jones experiments. Like, we should have never gotten Kiffin. We should have never got Monty Kiffin.
Yep.
Kiffin is
– was over the hill. He was done.
He was over the hill at USC.
Yeah.
So he was
running defensive plays from 1993.
but didn't have the talent to earn those.
And it wasn't that so.
But when your teams were bad like that, you need somebody who's proven to build winning championship defense.
But see when
– it just didn't work.
The thing about it is, you gotta hire the personnel to coach your personnel. Like I think Jason Garrett is probably one of the best offensive coordinators in the league. Best head coaches? No.
Yeah, I mean, some people are meant to just be coordinators.
Yeah, and he's one of them.
But on the flip side, you have to you mentioned the personnel. Everybody looked at Jerry sideways when he was picking these offensive linemen year after year after year. But now that's the strength of your team.
But
I mean, when was the last time they picked somebody on defense worth their weight in salt?
But the thing is, the different supposedly Mo Claiborne when we traded up. Made the picks is not been Jerry the last couple of years. Yeah. It's been Steven. All right, Steven talked. If it was up to Jerry, we would end up with Johnny Manziel a couple of years ago.
That's what they say.
All right. So
but I kind of don't believe that.
You don't believe it?
I do.
I don't.
Oh, I do.
Well,
I do too.
Like it's popular to see and hear, but I don't believe it. And I say that because of Dak Prescott. Do you see how long it took Jerry to finally be like, okay, Dak is the guy?
Well,
even after he was winning you games?
But that's a big difference.
That was whack, wasn't it?
Because but that's a big difference. So, well, first of all, there's a couple of things. You didn't know Tony was going to come back and play. You had to give him one more shot. Sometimes what Jerry does, his own fault is the bad thing as well. Because he will go and give somebody a second, third, fourth chance. When they have already burned it and they should be gone.
But at that point,
same point though, with somebody like Tony, all right, I'm gonna stick with you until you can't play anymore.
He's a player's guy to a fault.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like with Manziel, that would have been a first round pick. They would have potentially.
No, yeah, we traded back once to get him.
He loves Romo. Like Romo is his son.
Oh, I said that. I've always said that. Yeah, yeah, I like, said that in the show. Oh,
like,
yeah.
I think.
Oh, yeah.
Tony has like naked pictures of Jerry somewhere, like blackmailing him.
I don't think so. I just think he loves him genuinely, like his son.
What? So for him to boot out Romo for Manziel. I'm not really.
No,
it wouldn't have been booed out.
Though. It was, and I'm gonna tell you where that came from. The pressure, the Dallas fans started pressuring JJ about Romo because we've gotten off the Romo train ever since he threw that last pick against Denver against Peyton Manning, the greatest game of his life. He screwed up, right? Pretty much.
But that was an anomaly, though. That game was crazy. Like, it was like, what was it, 52-54 or something crazy like
horrible.
That?
Both defenses were horrible.
But that summed up Romo's career.
Yeah. But that was week one, wasn't it? Week
no,
two
no,
or
no,
something
no,
like that?
No,
that was later in the season.
That was later in the season.
That was like week 14, I think.
So, it's like Romo was getting old. We paid him a whole lot of money. And the money that we're paying him is not resulting in wins. Manziel, like it or not, he got it. He has it. The kid it's his parties. The kid can play football.
Who?
Manziel.
No, I don't think.
Okay. Then before, how many wins the Cleveland had last year?
Two.
One, I think.
One. Name the besides that one, name the last winning quarterback in Cleveland.
Derek Anderson.
Yeah.
Manziel.
What was Manziel's record in Cleveland? I'm going to have to look that up.
Yeah. Think about it.
Well, how many games did he win?
I don't know.
How many games did he play?
Yeah, exactly.
How many games did he play?
Don't know, but he was the last. Before
winning quarterback? That's blasphemy. Johnny Manziel?
I know.
He was
to the playoffs.
Yeah.
Took the Browns to the playoffs.
Exactly.
Before they had that debacle in Cleveland that they had at the quarterback situation, Johnny Manziel was the last quarterback that won a game in Cleveland. He was the last.
Oh, you mean the last time he
last
won
quarterback
a game.
To win a game.
To win a game.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I'll clear it up.
Clear
that
it all.
I thought you said a winning
season. Gotcha. Derek Anderson.
Well, he was the last drip of hope. And really kind of made Cleveland like kind of second guess. Like maybe we should have just.
I don't know because Cody Kessler won a game last year.
Yeah,
that was one game.
Johnny Manziel doesn't have the requisite skills as a quarterback to me. His game is backyard football. His game is backyard football to me. It's all improvisation. His whole game.
Yep,
that's it.
So what is Aaron Rodgers?
A great accurate passer who can improv when need be. Johnny Manziel does it for nothing.
All right.
He does it all the time.
Seven touchdowns, seven picks.
What'd you
say? Seven touchdowns, seven picks. He had a total of 3 wins his NFL career.
Yeah. How many games did he play?
Did he play all the – yeah, he – wait a minute. Hold up. No. Let me see. How many games did he play?
Because they had a quarterback before him that got hurt.
I mean, they just – it's the Browns.
Nine games he played for them in 2000 – what was this?
I feel like
– and don't put Johnny Manziel and Aaron Rodgers in the same breath again, please. We'll walk off this show.
No, it's fine. I mean, Aaron, said backyard football.
That's like Aaron Rodgers' game.
Here's the teams he beat.
Aaron Rodgers is one of the most accurate passers ever.
He beat Tennessee Titans a couple years ago when they were bad before Mariota, or the first year Mariota was there. Baltimore he won 33-30, and San Francisco when they were bad.
Aaron Rodgers has as many Hail Mary touchdown throws as
Johnny Manziel has wins. Yeah.
Let that marinate.
Yeah.
But going back to the Cowboys, because I'm not going to spend a lot of time on Manziel.
One more thing on Manziel. That Baltimore, was any of those teams 500?
Huh?
Were they any 500 teams? Were any of those five teams
500? No.
Okay, they all sucked? Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
There we go. All right.
That was kind of my point.
That's my point, exactly.
Yeah. That's the reason I said looked at the teams he played. And but, no, he never had more than two touchdowns in a game. So
did he play any with Josh Gordon?
No.
They were too high to find out.
Yeah. They're always in trouble. So, but yeah, Manziel, that was one of the biggest things greatest things we ever did. Not drafting Manziel.
And look who you got instead.
And
look who you got instead. Yep. Zach Martin.
So, that was, Steven had a lot to do with that. But Jerry Jones, somebody asked me the other day, why is Jerry in the NFL Hall of Fame? He's got three Super Bowl wins. I mean, no matter if you give it to Jimmy, he's got three. And this Dallas franchise has been talked about for the last 30 years and is the most valued franchise in sports year in, year out. As a business, that's all you can ask.
And had the highest rated playoff game highest rated ever.
And Jerry would tell you he's not done enough to help Tony out, which he hasn't. When we had good defense, 1995 is the last time we had really good defense. We have not had good defenses since then.
I asked earlier when was the last time they picked somebody on defense worth their weight. But, I mean.
Mo Claiborne was supposed to be a monster when he came out of LSU. You know that?
Yeah.
That's your boy.
Sean Lee was supposed to pan out.
He was a monster at LSU.
And Sean Lee is when he's healthy, but that's the problem.
You know, and that's my theory about that. You know, talented guys from powerhouse schools. I wouldn't pick one personally in the NFL because it's too much around them, you know what I mean, for them to shine. Like, I go off on this tangent about how I think Jamarcus Russell wasn't a bust, but that's just me being an LSU fan. You want to hear it?
Oh, gosh.
You interested?
Wow, we're going from Johnny to Jamarcus.
Sense in my mind. It makes sense in my mind.
Jamarcus Russell.
Let me break it down to you. Okay. Jamarcus Russell was lazy. He had no work ethic. Let me start by saying that.
Okay.
Because I see y'all looking at me crazy.
I am.
Let me get that out here. He was lazy. But with that being said, the Raiders had the first overall pick. What did Al Davis like to do?
Draft speed.
Throw the ball.
Yeah.
Down the field.
Yeah, and draft speed, yeah.
And if you're going to throw the ball down the field, you want the guy who can throw it 70 yards off one knee, right?
He had a hell of an arm.
The last time we saw Jamarcus Russell
great
in college.
Great diet plan, too.
Great diet plan.
Yeah. Jabba the Hutt. That was fattish.
The last time we saw Jamarcus Russell in a competitive game in college, he torched Notre Dame. Lit him up in the Sugar Bowl, 40-3 or something like that, something crazy. Now, when you look at who was on that team, he was throwing the ball to Dwayne Bowe, Early Doucette, Craig Davis, Brandon LaFell, in the backfield. I think it was a Dye, or it may have been Spencer Ware, or
I think it's Spencer Ware,
Keelan Williams, one of those guys. He's loaded. The team is loaded. All those guys were first-round draft picks. Mm-hmm. So, if you're going to take a guy, who are you going to take? The only other quarterback who went in the first round was Brady Quinn. Brady Quinn wasn't that hot.
He was terrible.
Right.
He was horrible.
So, let's fast forward to when he's in Oakland. had a contract dispute, didn't really go into training camp, didn't play in any preseason games.
Remember all that. Yep.
His best wide receiver was a tight end. what was my man's name? He was this white guy, played in Oakland, then went to San Francisco. I can't remember his name. But I remember watching on Come On, Man, his best wide receivers ran into each other and fell down on one time in a route.
Oh, yeah.
Did he have Haywood Bay at that time?
Yep, he sure did.
Haywood Bay.
Couldn't run a route. He couldn't catch. He was just fast.
Lewis Murphy from Florida.
Yeah.
So it's not like he was in a circumstance best to succeed. Now, like I said, he had no work ethic.
Never took care of anything. You know what I'm saying? Anything,
never
man.
Was with that. I mean, Marcus Tuyala-Sopo played better than he did when given the opportunity.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm just putting on for my school, so don't put that number one overall bust on us. I'm just saying, everything was set up for him.
I don't know, the person I'm about to bring wasn't number one overall pick. He was number two, but I don't know who's worse out of him or Ryan Leaf, who had the downward spiral in life, probably Ryan Leaf.
Yeah.
Because didn't he just got out of prison or something?
Yeah, didn't Jamarcus go to jail too, though?
No, he got arrested for purple drink.
Yeah, the scissor or whatever. Yeah, but Ryan Leaf was like in prison, breaking and entering or something.
Dealing with depression and some. Yeah,
broken somebody's house for drugs or something. His life has been crazy.
So does that make you feel better about Jamarcus Russell? Did I spin it to you a little bit?
Nope, he's still a bum.
He's still a bum.
He's still a bust.
He's still garbage truck juice.
But
I tried.
I'll try to help you out. The guy had one of the best, arms ever. And still does because he's trying to make the comeback.
He was trying to come back
a couple years ago. Yeah. And no one will take him.
Look, I'm a hard guy to sell on. I'm sorry. Once you failed, you are a failure. You are a flunky.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
You a Cowboys fan.
Yep. Yeah.
Quincy Carter don't mean nothing to you.
Wait. Remember.
He made the Pro Bowl.
Yes, he did. Yes. Bill Parcells.
I don't remember either.
Bill Parcells made Quincy Carter a Pro Bowler. He was dirt trash.
Yeah.
I'd rather have Byron Leftwich. I'd rather have Chad Pennington.
I want to know where the stats were.
I do not remember Quincy Carter making a Pro Bowl.
That must have been the year where everybody got hurt. Like Cole Pepper.
He was a consensus pick. And you know why? Because he kept.
I don't remember. I swear I don't remember that.
Because he had Jones at the running back, Witten at the tight end. He kept throwing it to Terry Glenn and Keyshawn Johnson.
Yep.
Terry Glenn. Oh, my God.
Quincy Carter. And then he got cut the next year because he was on that stuff. Yep.
So he was on that booger sugar. He was on that stuff.
Yeah.
Rocky, have you found it yet?
I'm looking. Give me a second.
Couldn't get off that white horse.
Quincy Carter was a Pro Bowler.
I honestly don't ever remember that.
He won. Hold on. Cowboys rookie to win NFC Player of the Week honors.
Oh, I don't care.
Because he won that one. Young quarterback, Chad Hutchinson, the same year Chad came in. Oh, give me a second. I'm getting to it. Give me a second. Hold on.
That should be the top of the list if you ever.
Scroll up. It should be under his achievements.
Yeah.
Exactly. Come on, bro. What does that say to the right?
I don't remember a Pro Bowl for Quincy Carter.
Let's see. NFC Player of the Week. It doesn't say.
He
made the Pro Bowl. I'm trying to look for the Pro Bowl list, so give me a second. I'm looking. Just give me one second.
I'm going to my Googles too.
I'm looking.
I'm going too. I'm going to go to my Google.
Periscope, Facebook Live. Look, do your research. Quincy Carter, former Cowboy quarterback, was he or was he not a Pro Bowler for Bill Parcells?
I got to find the year he was, but I know he did.
These listeners don't know who Quincy Carter is.
Yeah, they were like, "What are you talking about, Quincy?" He was only starter for 4 years.
And look what pops up. The first thing that pops up.
Yeah, that happens.
Typical Dallas.
Hey,
typical.
What's your mouth?
Wait, and that was recently.
Let me see.
We can't talk about recent.
Career history.
Dude, there's.
He looked like Jamarcus Russell.
Yeah. Career highlights and awards. SEC Freshman of the Year.
That's not it.
Second team all SEC. NFC Offensive Player of the Week. That's it. I don't see no Pro Bowl.
No, that's because let me look for the starters. Hold on a second.
He looked like Jamarcus Russell.
No, I know. Now he does. Give me 1 second. So anyway,
a couple weeks ago, I mentioned the Florida State quarterback that was out butt naked in the street talking about he was Jesus.
Yeah.
Wyatt Sexton.
Wyatt Sexton. Right. Wyatt Sexton.
That is right.
Wyatt Sexton.
Man. Let me Google Quincy Carter Pro Bowl.
Here. Well,
I don't see it, Chief.
I don't see it either. I'll find it. Y'all, can you carry on?
Yeah.
So
why are you talking about, like, the allure of Dallas and everything like that for star-studded players that they've had recently, they have struggled to figure it out at the quarterback position just like everybody else.
Well, no,
would you say that Romo was a successful?
He's a successful quarterback because, listen,
from an undrafted guy.
Yeah. He is number one. He's a leader in touchdowns in Cowboys history, passing yards and touchdowns. In Cowboys history, that's a lot.
But
that's like playing center field for the – no, it ain't changed. That's like
times have changed.
Yeah. Times have changed for the Cowboys, though, and they're not changing because we are. I mean, you can say what we want, but we are America's team because we're right there, number one every season.
I'm saying times have changed from a football schematic standpoint.
Right, right.
We're throwing it,
and I understand. Because Romo had the player playing for a coach that was a quarterback.
Right. Exactly. And then his offensive coordinator.
And in his greatest Troy, and I think in his greatest, I think Troy Aikman was. You look at Troy Aikman's numbers and Michael Irvin's numbers. They're not hot because they were run happy with Moose and Emmitt.
And then they had the hands of Jesus blocking for them.
But what it was is that we had the running back. We had a full team. We had a great defense.
Yeah. Yeah.
We had a great offense. Mm-hmm. We didn't have to do just one thing. And when did Irvin and Aikman really step up in the playoffs when it counted? That's when, all right, game's on. This is what we're going to do this week.
And you know,
and the problem is though now since 95, we have not had a solid defense. We'll have a good player here and there, but I'm talking about cornerbacks.
Complete defense.
In football, you need three quarterbacks. The quarterback on offense, you need a quarterback at middle linebacker, and quarterback at safety. Not secondary, safety. And we've always had it. Darren Woodson, Warren Williams was really good for some years, and then we lost it. Since Warren Williams, we have not drafted anybody that could play that position. Byron Jones is supposed to be that guy. We'll see.
He's fast.
Well, he's supposed to be a playmaker, too.
Quincy Carter.
He can jump.
And just to give you all the scoop on my man, Quincy Carter, not only was he selected to the Pro Bowl in 2004.
Was he an alternate?
What year was this?
2003.
I'm
looking at it. Selected to Pro Bowl plus first team All-Pro.
I'm going to show you right here. Hold on.
Google need to do the up because I do not remember. Hold on, let me see. Because I Googled Quincy Carter Pro Bowl and nothing came up.
No, I know. That's what we were looking at earlier. Where is it? 2003.
He was first team All Pro?
ProReference.com.
Oh, not first team All Pro. Are you looking at college? Or
got his?
Nah, fam. I'm looking at it. The quarterbacks for the NFC was Brett Favre, Jeff Garcia, Michael Vick, McNabb, and Brad Johnson.
Yeah.
Look.
Was he an alternate? I mean, he had to have been like an alternate. He wasn't voted.
Google a picture, bro. You had to show me.
I need to see him in the Pro Bowl.
Look, because you see it right here.
With the palm trees in the back.
You see it right there.
Put it back on that and see.
All right, this is crazy. This is like taking up the whole show.
I know. Let's see. Don't we got like a division?
People want to know. The people want to know.
We'll look up.
Is this him though? Passing selected to Pro Bowl. Team All Pro. This is not Quincy Carter.
Yeah, Quincy Carter,
it
man.
This says from
Georgia.
No, it says more Carter Page. It's not Quincy Carter. This isn't Quincy Carter.
Because
he was never a first team All Pro. Come on. Can we agree on that?
If they named him, he was.
If they named him, that's what Bill Parcells does to you, man.
Hey, man, you gonna have to show me that.
I know it's the Cowboys. You don't want to admit it.
No. It's not. You know, I'm not. I've never been a Cowboys hater, but I can't. This is I don't believe. I don't. Not this. Not this.
Yeah.
Not this.
I don't have no receipts on that one. Fam.
Yeah, not this one.
Yeah. It's cool, though, bro. It's cool.
All right. 2003 was Brett Favre, Jeff Garcia, Mike Vick, Donovan McNabb, Brad Johnson.
Hey, man. Wait. Don't just gloss over the Super Bowl champion, Brad Johnson.
Out of Florida State. Out of Florida State.
Super Bowl really?
Champion, Brad Johnson.
You mean the Ray Lewis?
Super Bowl champion, Brad Johnson.
All right, Wikipedia is lying, too, I think.
Do you think he was on a first team all-pro?
It was Brett Favre, Kurt Warner, Jeff Garcia, Donovan McNabb. That's 2002.
When did Quincy Carter, when did he play?
2005.
That all
Thank
that
God.
Long? All that long?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank God it was that was it.
Nah.
No, it was that long. He played 4 years. Elvis Gerback made the Pro Bowl.
Because he was probably throwing it to T.O.
Yeah. Dante Culpepper, Jeff Garcia, Kurt Warner, Donovan McNabb. That was 2001.
Did Culpepper win MVP that year? Or did he win MVP?
I think it's the year he won because he was on Madden. Numbers. He was on Madden that year.
Ooh, Dante Culpepper, league MVP?
Did he win MVP?
I thought he ever won league MVP. No. Not Culpepper, no.
Was that the year that Peyton did something ridiculous? Like, he was in the running for MVP 1 year.
Who, Culpepper?
Yeah.
Mm.
He had a crazy good season 1 year.
Only with Randy Moss.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So you buy my theory on quarterbacks from small schools are better than quarterbacks from big schools?
At one point, it was that was
but it's right
that
now.
Was a fact.
Yeah, I didn't see anything on that. But still.
Yeah. Small school, yeah.
Who's top three QBs right now?
Right now?
Right now.
I mean, for one, it's got to be Tom Brady.
Right.
I don't care what anybody says. Yeah.
Right.
Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady. Listen, you got elite quarterbacks. Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers.
Drew Brees?
Put Drew Brees in that
You
elite.
Still got to say Drew Brees, then everybody
Then
else.
After that, you draw a line, then everybody else.
Matt Ryan?
Then you got the middle of the pack.
See, right. Matt Ryan's not yet. Here's why.
I like him in fantasy,
Here's why I don't say even fantasy, all right? I need to see a 3-year stretch doing really good. Yeah.
Big
you
Ben?
You know what I'm saying? No.
I wouldn't even say Big Ben anymore.
Not anymore because he's been hurt up and down.
Small school guy.
Now, Brady went to Michigan, but he didn't play.
Yeah.
He played behind. Aaron Rodgers went to Drew Henson.
California.
Drew Henson.
He went to Cal. They really wasn't popping.
Yeah. Right.
You know
what I mean? But then you go to Drew Brees, Purdue. Not really who cares
right.
about yeah. quarterbacks. At
I mean, that's
Kyle Orton. Kyle Orton.
Okay, as I'm saying, Kyle Orton, who cares?
What I'm saying is those
Cowboy
guys
and Bear
have to
and
grind
Bill.
More.
And Bronco.
They have to study and prepare more. Like, the quarterback who comes to mind who's been successful from a major football school be Eli.
Eli, you got Joe Flacco from a small school.
Flacco. Drew Brees came from Purdue.
So let this be known, general managers and scouters, if you need a big-time quarterback, go get you a small-town QB.
All right.
Raise them up.
Here,
you'll get something.
Here's what I got to say about – I'm going to let this go after
Quincy
Carter.
Numbers.
All right. Career 32 touchdowns, 37 picks, 6,000 yards. Here's his best season in Dallas. 2003. 3,302 yards. 17 touchdowns, 21 interceptions.
That was
his best season.
The All-Pro year?
He had 2002, 14-65. He didn't break 3,000 yards but one time. He had 7 touchdowns, 8 picks. His first year, 5 touchdowns, 7 picks. He never had more touchdowns than interceptions.
I'm surprised Parcells let that ride
now,
as long as he did.
Now, do you know the last Jet to have more touchdowns than interceptions? Quincy Carter. No,
really?
No, actually.
I believe Fitzpatrick
had it a couple years ago, but yeah. Quincy, 3 touchdowns, 1 pick.
That's not a small sample size.
Yeah, he was a beast at Georgia.
Yeah,
I like Quincy.
But yeah, I couldn't stand him in Dallas. I thought
that DJ Shockley was going to be better though.
Oh yeah.
Oh god. DJ Shockley,
they had a lot of talent.
They did come out of Georgia. Man.
I don't know what happened. What happened to him?
I don't know.
Him and Woodrow Danzler.
Woody Danzler.
That would be nice.
Shockley was in Atlanta.
He backed up Schaub.
Was it Schaub or Vic?
He backed up Schaub and Vic.
Okay.
He was third string.
Okay.
And then Vic got in trouble, I think, and they pushed him to second, and Schaub had a good season.
Schaub, I don't like Schaub, man.
Yeah, so like, does everybody else. Every defense in the NFL like it.
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
nobody like threw
Shop,
more.
I like Shop for like touch six. A season and a half, and then he started throwing pick sixes.
Mad pick sixes, right?
Yeah.
A couple years ago.
You know who else we like? Brian Hoyer.
Nah, I never liked kidding. Brian Hoyer.
Any former Chicago Bears. I don't understand. Any former Chicago Bears quarterback.
I didn't want to say nothing. I
was sitting on a show we talked about a couple weeks ago. There has never been a franchise in NFL history, even the Browns, I think, that has had worse quarterback play.
Oh, yeah.
Look at the Cleveland Browns. At least you had Derek Anderson the last 20 years. No.
They had Bernie Kosar, who was very
good. Right, but look at the Bears. Who you got? Rex Grossman?
I'm going back to Jim McMahon.
No, even you go, man, his stats weren't like, oh, my
well,
God.
The reason why, there was nothing. Well, the reason why they were run happy also.
And no, I know, but he was very.
And when he did pass, he was pretty accurate. And it was funny because I just posted on my Facebook page this morning at 86 the cheap shot he took from something Martin for Green Bay, where McMahon throws the pass and he still comes behind McMahon and body slams him. Mm. And I said our quarterback position has not been the same since that play right there.
So you could do it like this. McMahon won a Super Bowl. Dan Marino didn't. Have the Dolphins ever had a quarterback?
Yes. Better than Chicago. Listen, the best year McMahon had in Chicago
was
86. You guys – no, it was 85, I thought.
I think it was 86 was the best season.
Wait, okay.
He was a Pro Bowl in 86.
No, 85 was his best season.
And he was a last Pro Bowler.
Listen, 85 is when y'all won the Super Bowl.
Rex didn't make the Pro Bowl?
No. In 85, y'all won the Super Bowl, right. and he went 15 touchdowns, 11 picks.
Okay.
He never had another season like that. He had 12-8. That was 87.
And remember, he was super fried. He was hurt all the time.
But he was – my point is you wouldn't look at – he had 8-2 in 84, but he was never a quarterback. He never had to, but he wasn't a great quarterback.
No, he wasn't like – yeah, he wasn't
– He was better at BYU than he was there.
He was a manager.
Right. He was a manager. He was a Brad Johnson.
When he had to pass,
But I'm just saying, you look at the Bears franchise, they have not had a quarterback ever.
No, you know.
That you think about, wow.
You have to go back to even, what was his name in the 60s? What was his
even
name?
Compared to the Browns, though. I mean, no. Bernie Kosar.
Bernie Kosar was better than anybody ever had.
You know, and Derek Anderson was better.
I'm with you. Listen, I know, man.
When we talk about Dallas all the time and bad quarterback play, but
No. You know. Nobody has had more bad. They showed a list of Bears quarterbacks ever since Brett Favre became a starter in Green Bay in 92.
Oh, I bet you that was a bad
list. Oh my God. It's a bad list, man.
Hey, man.
It's a bad list.
I'm not a Bears fan, but I do like the underdog story. I wanted Caleb Haney to have that job.
I wanted Caleb Haney to lead them to the Super Bowl that year, man.
I wanted Caleb Haney to have that job.
Over Jay Cutler?
Like, yeah. Like, he just – something about him. Like, he just had a little get-up-and-go about him that looked like he would do something.
Well, remember the NFC Championship game when Cutler went out and was riding the bike? He almost won that game for them.
Right. I think he threw, like, a bad pick or something.
To B.J. Raji. That one with – that one. That's the
And B.J. Raji was never the same.
Yeah.
Nope. Never heard from him again.
The worst quarterback play.
Mr. 315 and myself, you can catch us everywhere. Have a great week in sports and see y'all later.